Hey Penny Droppers, it's Penny here, and right now you are listening to me or maybe watching me in my office behind a desk. So that means that I'm talking to you through a fancy podcast microphone. I'm talking to you through a very fancy camera that I've got up here. I've got a couple of big screens in front of me with software open, some for editing, some for audio, some for video. And behind that, of course, I've got an inbox that's full of jobs that I need to do. I've got a diary that's full of appointments that I've got on. I've got a mixing desk down here. I've got a heap of notes. I've got a phone full of a heap of other stuff. And I've also got a notepad. There is so much stuff going on in here. But if I look up and I look behind this big computer screen that I've got in front of me, I can actually see out a window into the back corner of our kind of shitty office garden. And to be honest, from here, as I look out the window, I get a sense of calm. But it feels like I can see what's going on out there. I mean, from here, nothing seems wrong or out of place. It actually looks quite sunny out there with some kind of dapple light action happening. I'm just going to show you. For those watching, here we go. There it is. Doesn't it look nice? The back corner of our shitty office garden. Now, what's the chances that the view of the garden from here is actually accurate? Should we go and see? Okay, so what I've got is I've got my portable recorder and I've got my iPhone. And so I'm just going to switch the tech and we're going to go and have a look. So I'm just getting up, so you can see all of the tech behind me there, and we're wandering out, first of all through the kitchen, and whoa, the first thing I notice is I've clearly had the heater cranked up in there because it's certainly cooler out here, but that's not the only sense that's changing it. It sounds different out here instantly, and as I walk outside, oh, there's the sun, and I can feel the wind, I can smell the jasmine as I wander along. That's right, literally stopping to smell the jasmine. And I'm just heading up to that back corner. And it's noisier out here than I realised. Like you can really hear the traffic and this bush, a holly bush, much spikier than I realised. And if I try and sit down in this corner, I was actually out here a couple of weeks ago and the first thing I notice is the weeds that I thought I took care of are back. So why am I bringing you out into our shitty back garden? Because we all do this, don't we? We take a look at something from where we're standing and we think we know what's going on. In fact, we even say that, well, from where I'm standing, this is how things look. And that's true, but maybe we're standing in the wrong place. When we take the time to actually get out there and get amongst it, that might be amongst our team asking questions, it might be talking with our members or our clients, being where they are, getting the same view, the smells and the feelings that they're getting, well then, you know, the spikiness becomes obvious. We see that the weeds are back. We get an insight that we can't get from behind our computers, from where we're standing. And look, it's so easy to get distracted by the busyness of the screens and the jobs and our diaries and the meetings. And all of that stuff is right there in our faces. But chances are that from where we're standing, we're missing things. And we probably need to build into our diaries and our days some mechanisms that will help us get out into the garden so we don't miss those things that are crucial to success. Now, after that trip around the back garden, I'm now back inside and I would actually love for you to take a trip around the back catalogue. If you are new here, scroll back. Each episode's only about 4 minutes long, which means you can probably listen to the whole back catalogue in the same time it would take you to listen to one Joe Rogan episode. If there is something that you like, I'd love it if you could leave a review or recommend it to other people. Talk to you next time.